Welcome in to the weekend watch list. For those who are unfamiliar with the watch list, we launched it last week. It is the 10 things to watch over the weekend. Is it ranked? Kind of. It is definitely ranked by local sports first. So we'll talk about the Packers. We'll talk about the Brewers. We'll talk about the Badgers early on. And then we'll go into some of the bigger games of the weekend, some of the ones that you have to get in front of a TV for. We are taping a special edition today on Thursday because Mitch and I will be doing Tapping the Keg tonight. And that will be the Friday podcast. So it is usually going to be on Friday. Today, this week was kind of crazy with Mitch and I, so we had to do it Thursday. We're going to probably talk a lot about Brewers Cubs. We're also going to preview the Packer season with some fun fact and fiction. I think we're going to have a really good podcast tonight. So look forward to that. Get excited for that. But before we do, weekend watch list is here. It can be found under the SnowTap Network tab on SnowTap WI. And also, too, it'll be a part of the SnowTap Network. So you do not have to download or subscribe anywhere else. If you're already a subscriber, great. You get this podcast along with the other ones, Daily Tap, Tapping the Keg, and the two new shows that are coming out this weekend, which we're announcing tonight on Tapping the Keg. Very excited for both those. And then we're probably done. Five shows, I think, is more than enough for a podcast of our size. All right, let's get into the weekend watch list. So obviously, number one on that list is the Packers versus the Bears. This is probably the best or the best and biggest Packers-Bears game in a few years. Like, I'm trying to remember when the last time the Chicago Bears were like relevant. And that isn't really meant to like throw shade on the Bears, but the Bears have been, you know, I would say, you know, not necessarily long suffering, but they've definitely kind of went through the ringer in the last few years with just the inability to be a good team. So this will be a very exciting game. I think there is a lot of hype around it. Obviously, the 100 season stuff is going to be a big thing for the Packers side of things. Aaron Rodgers' return, the new look offense. Devontae Adams made a comment that he's very excited to see it on the field this Sunday. Then you also have the new look defense of Mike Pettine. So you have a lot on the Packers side. Then obviously with the Bears, Matt Nagy's first year, Mitch Trubisky, are the training wheels going to come off of young Mitchell? And then you also have Khalil Mack, and Akeem Hicks made the comment that nobody can block Mack on the Packers, which is great motivation. I'm very glad Hicks decided to run his mouth a little bit. Kevin King also for the Packers basically said, I don't really know exactly what Mitch Trubisky, I don't know shit about Mitch Trubisky, which you could view as disrespectful. I don't necessarily do. I have the Packers winning this game, have them taking it 27-17. I actually think they cover. I think that's a late cover, though. It's a front door cover, as the guys in Solid Verbal say. There, it's going to be a little close, and then I think the Packers put them away. I just don't see the offense. I think the offense is going to take some time for the Bears, and we'll see about the defense too. I think Rodgers can still carve up this backfield. I really do. I think he's more than capable than to carve up the secondary of the Chicago Bears. All right, moving on to baseball. So the Brewers and Giants are this weekend. Weekend series at Miller Park. You can even go to, if you're willing to miss week one of the NFL season on Sunday, you can go to the game. You do not miss the Packer game. It is a 1:10 start. It's very easy, but I know that there are a lot of you who are like, I got to be home for it, which I get. I don't know if I had tickets to the game on Sunday, I don't know if I would go. I definitely go. I would just be on my phone far too much because, you know, I don't know. It's the first game. It's first week of the season. So I bet the Brewers matter. And Christian Yelich won't get any days off. I will say that for the blog, but I will say I think the hand-wringing about that is fucking ridiculous. I think people just don't understand what Yelich could be going through. He could have had the poops yesterday. He could have just really been fatigued and run down and saying, look, I can't keep doing this. I want to play. I really want to play, but you have to let me. And they're like, I can't imagine Christian Yelich wanting a day off. I can. Guy's played like 367 innings or 387. I don't know. He's played a crazy amount. I felt like I was taking crazy pills listening to people. I feel like Brewers fans are very spoiled and they're very much hoping that every guy can play every day. It's fucking ridiculous. But with the Giants series, the things to watch, really Gio Gonzalez's debut on Saturday. I'm very interested to see how Gonzalez pitches on Saturday. Gonzalez obviously struggled in the second half of the season, but with the week of Derek Johnson, I don't know if that makes a difference. We'll see. Or just he has that Cole Hamels thing where he gets reinvigorated playing for a contender. We shall see. They also have to deal with Madison Baumgartner on Sunday, so it would be nice if the Brewers could win the first two games, kind of like we talked about with Scherzer. Then Scherzer ended up not pitching to get that out of the way so you don't have to deal with that on Sunday. Badgers get themselves yet another cupcake team with New Mexico. They're a 35-point favorite, so they are. It's pretty similar to the Western Kentucky game. New Mexico has much more offense. They are a team who has some skill players that can make some noise, and Jim Leonard's defense will be tested. Now, Leonard's defense looked great in week one against Western Kentucky, but really the approach is very similar to what we saw in week one. Just go out there, kick ass early on, get a big lead, and then just put everybody on ice. That BYU game's looking a little tougher than last year on next week as they just beat Arizona in week one. So I do think that the Badgers just need to make sure they avoid all injuries and they just keep sort of pounding away. They'll have Isaiah Loudermilk back on the defensive line. He's making his return. Xander Neuville, I know, is questionable. I don't know if Neuville is going to get out there. The H-back who had a successful year last season. So we'll see. We'll see what the Badgers look like. We'll see if Jonathan Taylor can go off yet again. He had 146 yards last game. I would not be surprised if he does something similar in this one. Obviously, I have the Badgers winning. I would say put it at 45-13. Let's just call it like that. San Francisco, Minnesota, NFL game. The Vikings and 49ers should be an awesome matchup. I'm really excited for that one. I think it's the best game that it isn't Packers-Bears. I really do think Jimmy G heading into U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm unsure why Fox made the Giants and Jaguars the premier early game. This is the early game. Also, you have Kirk Cousins' debut. How is that going to look? I definitely think the Vikings are deserving to be favorite, and we'll see what Jimmy G can do. I mean, if Jimmy G lights it up here, I mean, the legend of Jimmy G kind of gets going, right? And it kind of gets you started and definitely there. I mean, he definitely has an uphill climb and very interested to see if people are going to use him in fantasy. I have him as a starter for a couple leagues. Not that you guys care. Baseball, you have the Cubs and the Nationals. So Nationals have literally played all the NL Central. They helped out the Brewers a little bit. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Cardinals. And they came close each game, but their pitching wasn't enough. They now get the Cubs for 4 games starting tonight. If the Nationals can win this evening, the Brewers would then move to 3.5 back. So that would be a nice little cushion there and see what happens. I think what the Brewers are hopeful of is that they're 3 games back or less against the Cubs next Monday night. And if they are, that is fantastic, and you are in peak position. So Nash, it's not going to be easy for the Nationals to gain games because they are kind of just floundering and very inconsistent. I do think the Cubs will have to deal with Max Scherzer, which is always appreciated. And so that we'll see if they can get it done for the Brewers, help the Brewers out, be the Brewers' biggest fan. College football, the sort of, in my opinion, premier game besides what we have from the Badgers. And Badgers, really. I mean, the Badgers aren't a premier game, but when it comes to the structure of this podcast, we do local first. So the premier game, in my opinion, is Georgia-South Carolina. Why is that the premier game? I know College Game Day is at Clemson, Texas A&M, which we're going to talk about in a little bit here. But I feel like if you're looking at best chance for a top-seeded upset, it's this one. Now, a lot of these teams in the top 10 are going on the road. We're talking about Georgia, Clemson, Penn State, all are on the road. Michigan State's on the road, top 15. So you have a lot of chances for some upsets here in week two. Could be very interesting week. I think this week is better than I thought it was after I'm sort of paging through it. And Georgia, South Carolina is no different. I mean, Jake Fromm versus Jake Bentley. South Carolina, I would say, is one of the more underrated SEC teams with Deebo Samuel on the edge and Rico Dwindle in the backfield. They have some talent. Like, South Carolina should not be underestimated in this game. The Georgia Bulldogs also get Terry Godwin back. They're a 10-point favorite, but, you know, I don't really think, as the guys at Solid Verbal used to probably say, the Yakko's home dog of the week. The home dog of the week is definitely South Carolina. I think this game is a 3-point game either way. I really think so. I think Will Muschamp has himself a very good football team this year and think they can get it done against the Bulldogs. All right, NFL. So Atlanta versus Philadelphia. I am not that excited about tonight's game. Like, I'll probably have it on. I'm definitely podcasting, so I'm going to miss some of it. But I can't really get that fired up about it just because Nick Foles is playing. The Falcons, to me, are sort of a meh team in general to watch when they're not in the dome. I think, you know, Steve Sarkisian just is such an awful play caller. And Falcon fans will be mad at Sark probably second, third series in. He is the Dom Capers to that fan base. And, you know, I can't really get that excited about. I do think Atlanta has a chance to win this game. I know usually the home team is definitely there. Nick Foles kind of looked like he turned into a pumpkin this preseason. So I can definitely get down with a little Atlanta action. We have a picks league. I'm yet to decide whether I'll make a pick for, I usually don't for Thursday games, but you almost want to feel involved and be part of the action early on. With golf now. So the BMW Championship is this weekend. It is the third out of fourth leg of the Ryder Cup, of the FedEx Cup. And the FedEx Cup will be wrapping up next week I think 2 weeks from now in the Tour Championship. Bryson DeChambeau, obviously, is the star. He has had two straight wins. He will go for a third straight win at the BMW. You have Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, who already captured top spots to win the FedEx Cup. So there will be a few others that have a chance at it. Obviously, guys like Brooks Koepka and a few others could make some noise here. I think it should be a good tournament. It's definitely something to just sort of keep on your radar this weekend. Obviously, so much stuff going on, but definitely worth keeping an eye on. A pretty good golf tournament and at a course that I think will be hosting majors in the future. So definitely worth your attention to just keep an eye on it. It's hard, obviously, with football in full swing. You know, how can you pay attention to golf? I know there's a lot of people who are going to be with their eyes on the U.S. Open. Serena Williams is in the semifinals. She will be going for the finals, I believe, today. And obviously, Djokovic and Nadal, that's a potential possibility. I am not a tennis fan at all. And if you're like, whoa, I'm not going to shit on tennis. I'm not going to hate on you for liking tennis. I just don't, it doesn't have the interest for me that something like golf does. So definitely, I think just tennis doesn't do too much for me. Wrapping up the show here with the last couple games, Clemson, Texas A&M, that is sort of the premier game on Saturday night. It will be at Kyle Field. It's the highest ranked opponent heading to Kyle Field for Texas A&M in a non-conference environment. Kelly Bryant will get the start for Clemson, but obviously premier quarterback Trevor Lawrence is hanging in the wins. Trevion Williams, a hell of a running back, kind of a guy who, after the Bryce Love, Jonathan Taylor category, definitely fits in. Can he get it going against a premier defense in Clemson? And that defensive line versus Trevion Williams is probably the matchup to watch. As the cliche goes, it'll be one in the trenches. I think Texas A&M has a shot. I think they have enough talent to compete with Clemson. But at the end of the day, I think the Tigers are going to take it. Again, they're a 12-point road favorite. I think you like Texas A&M here. I could see a blowout just because, you know, it's... But at the same time, night game, the environment, everybody's going to be on fire. I still think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a really good football game. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the start of the Trevor Lawrence era at Clemson University. All right, last one on the list. We have USC Stanford, a Pac-12 matchup. Also on Saturday night, you have a really good night slate with USC Stanford, with Clemson, Texas A&M. You also have Penn State and Pittsburgh, and then the late night game of Michigan State and Arizona. USC will be tested here because they have a lot of young guys. I mean, JT Daniels heading to Palo Alto. Granted, not the toughest place to play, but still, this Stanford defense for a true freshman quarterback, to me, screams trouble. Stanford made a ton of big plays with guys not named Bryce Love. JJ Arcia-Whiteside had a huge game against San Diego State. See if he can do it again versus a young Trojans team. But can really Bryce Love get started? I think that is the headline of this game. If Bryce Love wants to, you know, make a Heisman campaign, it starts against the good teams, and it starts here against USC. So for the Jonathan Taylor backers, we hope maybe that doesn't get going and that Bryce Love sort of slows down yet again. But yeah, it should be a great weekend of sports. We'll be back to do the weekend watch list next Friday. Like I said, Tapping the Keg goes live tomorrow. So look forward to that. And then our two new shows will be launching. Very excited for both. All right, take care, guys. Have yourself a great Thursday. Enjoy the fact that NFL football has returned. All right, take care. Later.